This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hard to believe it's already Monday, the 21st day of August, 2017. But it is.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. The globalists must destroy the Renaissance and Western civilization that was all about overthrowing feudalism, because globalism is modern feudalism. That's what technocracy is. So all language, all symbols must be changed to be race-based so that everyone can be manipulated against each other. It's like a mentally ill person, you know, seeing monsters in the clouds in the sky. The Atlantic has come out and said that the eclipse is racist. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't seen one like it since 1776. Is it an omen of the rebirth of the Republic? John Bowne reports.
Eclipse of the sun, visible today over North America for the last time in this century. Now from New York, here is correspondent Frank Reynolds.
Good morning. This is indeed a special events broadcast of a genuine special event. The last total eclipse of the sun over the continent this century. The moon is moving between the sun and the earth and across a relatively narrow strip of the northwestern United States and central Canada. What you are seeing now is a picture taken from the Goldendale Observatory, and it's showing the eclipse of the sun over Portland, Oregon. It is approximately 75% or so of totality. In 13 minutes, it will be total over Portland, and we'll show you a fantastic sight then.
When the skies darken across the United States, electric companies will face a massive challenge: how to avoid power disruptions and a post-eclipse surge that could cripple the nation.
Another issue has to do with cell phone usage, because some of these rural towns, your population is 6,000. It's going to grow to 150,000 people coming to check it out. Your cell phones aren't going to work, so they're actually bringing in cell phone towers, and everybody's going to be trying to do what? Send out a picture, look at the solar eclipse. And you're not going to be able to get those messages.
Founding Father Samuel Adams said, "Numerous have been the manifestations of God's providence in sustaining us. In the gloomy period of adversity, we have had our cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. We have been reduced to distress, and the arm of omnipotence has raised us up. On August 21st, 2017, Providence will cover the continental United States of America as a total solar eclipse." Retired NASA astrophysicist and photographer Fred Espenhack, a.k.a. Mr. Eclipse, told ABC, "The total solar eclipse on August 21st is particularly rare because it's the first time the path of totality exclusively crosses the continental United States from coast to coast since June 8, 1918. It's also the first continent-wide eclipse to be visible only from the United States since 1776. That's the really unique thing, Espenhack told ABC News. It's not a particularly long total eclipse. It's not an especially wide path of totality, but it crosses the U.S. and no other country.
The point of greatest eclipse is a point along the eclipse path that's determined by the axis of the moon's shadow. It's the instant when the axis of that shadow, if you could imagine that axis piercing the earth as the moon sweeps across the planet, it's the instant when that axis passes closest to the very center of the earth. In terms of looking at the alignment of the earth, moon, and sun, it's when that alignment becomes as close as it's going to get during that particular eclipse.
And as this epochal event, which has not been experienced since the year of the United States' birth in 1776, returns in its continental entirety, singling out the United States, it allows Americans to reflect on the stark contrast the bureaucratic federal government has become when compared to the days of the implementation of our founding principles. Liberals, Isn't it obvious? Even the universe disagrees with you. Will you order a Mueller special prosecution against the sun and the moon as you pointlessly shake your fist at the sky with all the hubris you can muster? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Powerful. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it. Now we see the earth now. Now we see the earth. You got it. Now we see the earth now.
It's hard to believe that there has not been a total eclipse of the sun by the moon that sweeps across the United States, across North America, since 1776. It was seen by the founders as providence and as a sign. But undoubtedly, ladies and gentlemen, the social engineers that wish to steal the secret of the Renaissance transmute through their satanic alchemy everything into a race-based, mindless, idiotic system. The story is from the Daily Caller. It is reporting on the Atlantic Monthly, one of the top globalist anti-human publications, the folks that are trying to organize a violent coup of the president. The eclipse is racist because it fails to affect enough black people, the Atlantic suggests. As if the elites and the billionaires care about anybody but themselves. But then everything is this virtue signal as they hobble the minds of the public. Last night, Owen Schroyer had seen on the news that they had just announced they were going to take down Confederate statues at the University of Texas overnight. And so he went down there. And there are two lengthy videos on InfoWars.com that are expletive-laden. And if you were white down there and you're trying to cover it, people march over and say, why are you here? And Ellen says, well, I'm a journalist. This is very interesting that in the dead of night they're removing these. And then the people start screaming, we hate America, and start chanting death to America and screaming and howling and freaking out. And you hear the hysterical voices on these tapes we're going to be playing. Owen's going to be in studio at the bottom of the hour, and it is just mental illness. My ancestors were persecuted by these people. I mean, I could dig back and find anything you can want has gone on to my ancestors, and I like feel some psychic wound, and I'm a loser, and then you're guilty. This is total scientific hobbling. This is people having their Achilles tendons culturally sliced so that you're just a walking basket case. Look at what Charles Barkley said. He said, I don't even know who these people are on these statues and never even hardly seen one or been affected by it. Quit letting people manipulate you into stirring up a fight. That's all this is. Is a bunch of craziness. And then people pulling them down think they're like defeating somebody. This is all part of the power structure wanting to set the precedent to be able to remove whatever they want. Whenever they want. And of course, now they're going after Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Doesn't matter. They were born into a system that was going on all over the world. Doesn't matter that England and then Europe and then the United States led the world in ending slavery. You go to college or you watch TV, you never know that, even though it's a scientific fact that the UK, back then England, the British Empire, went to war with more than 50 countries to end the slave trade. We had a war in 1812 with them over it. But you think over in England that they teach them over there that they invented slavery. Hell, the Britons used to be slaves under the Romans. Total upside down, crazy town world. And you've got a bunch of people going to college being given worthless degrees for worthless futures, and they psychologically poison them, and they psychologically brainwash them where you're not getting a real degree for a real future because the future doesn't need you. The robots are taking over. That's all admitted. But first, we've got to disease your mind with a chip on your shoulder where all you see is racial stuff, where all over the United States they've banned the term lynch off of halls, libraries, you name it. And then they're even talking about not letting folks be on the faculty named Lynch because it's an Irish name. And there was the Lynch trials 200 plus years ago where father and son hung the other son because they thought he committed a crime. And there was a famous trial called the Lynch trial. I mean, if somebody's got the last name Simpson, that's associated with OJ trial. Do you ban the name Simpson? This is banning words catering to the mental illness. Oh, we got Plato for you to come play with. If you're upset, you hear about the Constitution. We've got videos at colleges where folks see a Constitution and they get so triggered, they go in and cry and they say, come in here. We have Plato for you. And we have colors. We have crayons. And you sit there at a little table that's a foot high with your legs crossed like a baby. And they go, aren't you a good mental patient? So Atlantic Monthly and others are saying it's racist. The eclipse is racist. Just everything has to be hijacked with garbage. American Blackout, a tour of the solar eclipse path reveals a nation that fought to maintain a different sort of totality. What? Meanwhile, because they're teaching people that see the imaginary racism everywhere, then have chips on your shoulders, then wonder why folks are scared of you or don't want to work with you, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like the schizophrenic seeing the clouds and thinking they're monsters coming to get them. One time I had a homeless person stumble up to me on the street and say, "Look, look, it's following me!" And it was the sun, and there's more of them, was pointing at clouds. This person was a full-on schizophrenic, out of their bonkers mind. Same deal. But they're imposing it. Colorado man stabbed because of his neo-Nazi haircut. Look, even Yahoo legitimizes it. Well, like maybe he deserves it. New York Post got it right. Man stabbed at a haircut gets him mistaken for a neo-Nazi. He pulls up at a fast food place to go in and get a shake. Shake and steak in Denver, Colorado. And a guy runs up screaming, "You're one of them Nazis," and tries to stab him in the neck, but he blocks it and almost chops his fingers off. And then I saw people on Twitter going, "Yeah, kill him. He deserves it." Doesn't matter that most of the basketball players you see who happen to be black have the same haircut, or David Beckham or anybody else. It doesn't matter. You need to find that racism in the eclipse, in a guy's short haircut, in whatever it is. You've got to find it. It's got to be there. So that's why I've issued a travel advisory for the United States for white folks going to places like Denver, Detroit, places like Chicago, places like Seattle, because I've been to these towns and I've experienced it, and I've got some of the statistics here. Black Lives Matter supporters have to grapple with this chart. And it shows that I kept saying 10 times more likely for whites to be attacked by blacks. That's a watered-down number. It's 25 times more likely, according to the Bureau of Statistics of the FBI. 25 times more likely if you're white to be attacked by a black person than vice versa. You can just type into Google before they change this, I'm sure, black-on-white crime, and we'll put up some of those graphics. 25-1 physical attack, homicides. Blacks killed by whites, 2%. Blacks killed by police, 1%. Whites killed by police, 3%. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. Of whites killed is by blacks. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. Those statistics are from 2015. They're always 2 years behind. And this was not happening 50 years ago. In fact, illegitimacy in the black community in most areas was lower than the white areas because they were predominantly very serious Christians. But they brought the social engineers in the 50s and 60s, the Democratic Party did. You know, I love how the Democrats are acting like Republicans have these Democrat Party people whose statues are being pulled down all over the country. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Robert E. Lee or you're trying to pull down Thomas Jefferson. I mean, those are Democratic Party icons. I love how you got blacks running around yelling and screaming as the media told them to with a bunch of white race pushers. When you don't have any blacks living that ever even saw slavery, you've got all these whites who were never connected to it. And then you've got the Democratic Party that is literally pushing this, that's removing their history, and then somehow that's all Donald Trump's fault. Like, I tweeted that out this morning, that point. I noticed a lot of other people making. It's just total hype, hysteria, mental illness. And the statistics are all there. I mean, there needs to be reparations for white people the last 20, 30 years getting attacked and killed by the tens of thousands every year. Seriously, if you want to play this whole game, and I'm not actually asking for that, there needs to be real travel advisories. They used to have in the 60s in some places like Selma, Alabama, the New York Times would put travel advisories out for black folks. Well, you know what? They needed a travel advisory. That's true. But we need real travel advisories now that white folks need to understand that there is the promotion and the pushing of you being mugged, you being killed by the new Black Panther Party and everybody else. They're saying, go out and kill a white person. Go out and mug a white person. Go out and commit crime in their, you know, their neighborhood because they deserve it. And you got a bunch of moral justice warrior, social justice warrior, virtue signaling white people that are so whacked out of their brains. When I was in Seattle, I couldn't walk 30 feet without them running up and screaming, F you, Nazi, and then running. Because they're such cowards, but they act like a body snatcher cult.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
Look at your
This is a mainstream media created, contrived mass mental illness. You've got Boston, a super liberal city that the globalists completely control. You've got all the supposed minorities basically getting free educations. Once they get there to get the education, though, they're just turned into victims. And then you've got a free speech rally that's held by a diverse group. And then you have 10,000 plus people come out to protest free speech, calling it KKK. You've got old white people and old women being beaten up by mobs of mainly white meth heads with a few black people sprinkled in, screaming that everyone's a Nazi as they grab American flags away from people and beat them up. Because they're looking for the mythical Nazi, and they're all supposed to be Captain America battling Red Skull. And so I'd be walking along in Seattle, and you know, a lot of people saw it on live feeds. People would run up screaming and yelling, going, F you, Nazi, and then run in fear in almost every case. A few times I'd try to run after somebody saying, talk to me, talk to me. They'd say, F you, Nazi. Last night, we were about to leave at about 8 o'clock because our flight was at 11:30 out of Seattle. And Michael Zimmerman, our rooms were close to each other. And we had taken the bags from one room and put it in another where they were giving us a real late checkout. We're all in there in the room together. And I said, I'm sick of the hotel food. I'm going to walk 200 yards to this place and eat. And he goes, man, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm staying here and I'm eating. I think we really pushed it. And I said, oh, come on. So he stays there. I go with my wife down, and I'm coming out last night at about 7:30 because we had to leave at 8. I got 200 yards to walk down to the hotel. There's nobody on the street, and I'm walking, and there's a parking garage right here, and there's a Range Rover punching its ticket and driving out. And I can't see because it's still light outside, and there's light on it. And I was about to walk. And then I just waited, and I waved them past, and they just sat there. So I start stepping out, and the Range Rover hits the gas like it's going to run me over. And I just step back, and I go, oh, my gosh, it's one of them. So I start walking across after he drives out. He rolls down his window, and he goes, F you, Alex Jones. And he's some tatted up, wannabe, you know, tough guy. And he's got his girlfriend, looks pretty upset, the passenger side, because he's pulled around. Looking at me, he's like 10 feet away or less. And I just said, listen, coward, you better watch it. And he goes, F you, fag. And I said, listen, man, you're the one that just acted like you're going to run over me. And he goes, oh, yeah, you want me to get out? I said, just do whatever you want to, man. I said, yeah, you're a coward. You're not getting out of that car. Meanwhile, my wife's standing right here. I just looked at him. And he starts driving away the same way I'm going in his car. Going, F, this is what he's doing. And I'm so jazzed up, I'm not even getting my phone out because I'm just getting ready for him to get out of the car. And he drove off. But, I mean, these people are the literal scum of the earth. This is a white guy. And it was frothing white guys. It was like they're coming of age. Before that, the reason Zimmerman said you probably shouldn't go out was it was about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. The Sunday show had just ended. It was 2 hours ahead. And I went down to check on even later checkout, and there was 50 floors in the building. We were on the 40th floor. And so I hit that I was going to go down, but another guy was coming up. And so the door opens, and another guy gets on, and I see as the doors open, this guy with his wife and, like, 6-year-old son bows up. And I thought, is he doing something with his kid? And then as the doors close, he goes, F you, Alex Jones. He waited till the doors closed to do it. Another white guy with a handlebar mustache. I mean, the cowardice of these people. But they hate America. And we come back, we have them chanting last night, down with America, we hate America, in Austin. We have them.
March, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at. I have a correction to make. Last segment I said Antifa was chanting alt-left, really what they are, was chanting here in Austin, Texas last night at UT, down with America. I'm sorry, they're chanting death to America. So it was worse than I was saying. I have to make that correction. Normally when I make mistakes, it's that I'm not saying how bad it actually is. Owen Troyer went down there by himself in the middle of the night last night because they just announced last night we're going to pull down the Confederate statues in the middle of the night. So he went down there, and he sure enough got video of it and had folks, because he was white, coming over and saying, "What the hell are you doing here?" And there's so much cussing and so many threats. The raw video is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But it's like a cult, because when I was in Seattle, the first few days, a lot of folks were listeners. A lot of people, you know, liked the show. But after they announced I was in town in the newspaper and on TV, people would come over, throw hot coffee on me, cuss at me, act like they're hitting me with cars, just yell and scream. But then in every case, but in the case of the Goblin, which we've got to actually give him honors, the guy that threw hot coffee on me, they would all run. They would come over and say, F you, Nazi, and then they would run. Or they would say, F you, and then jump on an elevator, or as it closed, in front of their kids. And this one guy was waiting with his car and acted like he was going to run me over, and then was laughing at me, calling me a pejorative term, a fag, and a, you know, Peter Puffer, and all these other terms. And it's just, it's crazy. They're like trash. Liberals are uneducated, dumb trash. They're lazy. All the statistics show, what is it, 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely not to give to charity, but something like 14 times more likely, depending on the study, to signal that they're giving to charity. I mean, they're just a bunch of scum. And it really hit me that there's no good values with these people. They have just degenerated to the absolute scum of the earth. The video is alt-left chants death to America in Austin, Texas. It just went up a few hours ago, Owen. Probably need a bigger crew. You're out there by yourself in the middle of the night. Tell us what happened. We're going to play some of this heavily bleached stuff where these people are just hysterical that whites are hunting them down, whites are killing them, even though I have the FBI crime statistics. Even the Washington Post says, aren't more white people than black people killed by police? Yes. And then we have the admissions that Black Lives Matter supporters have to grapple with this chart. And it's that they're 25 times more likely to kill a white person than a white person to kill a black person. And cops are twice as likely per capita, not just that whites are a larger population, to kill a white person. They actually respond. They slow roll to many of the areas in Chicago and other areas where 3,000 plus people are shot a year, 97% of it by other blacks. These are real numbers. And the thing is, I really want to empower people. But it's such a peer pressure system, and things are so racist now that I've had to issue, so I've looked at the numbers. If you get one or two tourists killed in Mexico, in a state of Mexico, in even a six-month period, they will issue a travel advisory for that state, say Oaxaca or Chihuahua or wherever. If it happens, starts happening every few weeks, they'll issue it for the whole country of Mexico. But you literally have whites everywhere getting stabbed, killed, murdered, knockout gamed every day. 25 white people are killed for every black person that's killed by a white person. And the main black groups are saying, kill white people. And, you know, we don't want you virtue signaling white people. You don't need to be white allies. These sick, weird college brain damage terms. You know, you keep your mouth shut is what the black magazines are saying. I mean, I don't owe anybody anything. I haven't done anything. I'm not stooping down to your black KKK level. I'm not run by the Democratic Party and all your race-based, dirty, low-down scum garbage. I transcend you. And I'm going to march through your communist-held areas, and I'm going to get in your face, and I'm going to issue travel advisories, and I'm going to rally the troops of every race, color, and creed who want free market liberty and who don't want to live in Venezuela or North Korea. Colorado man stabbed because of his Nazi haircut. Yahoo acts like he deserves it. Gets out of his car to go get some fast food. Guy runs up screaming, you're a Nazi, you're a Nazi, you look like a Nazi. Starts stabbing him. Starts trying to stab him in the neck. Meanwhile, the total eclipse of the sun has begun in Oregon, the prime place to see 99% of it. And what does the Atlantic Monthly, elite publication, when I say elite, They're the ones that, you know, call for re-education camps and taking your guns and overthrowing Trump and how to install a new government. The eclipse is racist because it fails to affect enough black people. The Atlantic suggests still an eclipse chaser is always tempted to believe that the skies are relaying a message. Talk about insanity. The Atlantic, a once great magazine, has determined that the total eclipse of the sun due to occur on Monday will fall and will fail to affect enough black people. The Atlantic's very lengthy essay, because it makes you really lengthy on something and saying, you know, it's true, on the failure of the eclipse to occur where a significant number of black people reside, entitled American Blackout, it clocks in at a remarkable 4,544 words and does not appear to be satire. Concerning the great American eclipse, Brooklyn Law professor Alice Ristroff writes that the rapidly deteriorating magazine, there lived almost no black people along most of its path. The Atlantic's long-winded law professor argues, readers, that implicit bias of the solar system is presumably not the cause of the eclipse's failure to affect enough black people. Again, this is the game where everything is attributed to race, and it just becomes the entire mental illness compendium. But we've got some of the audio. Owen, tell us about what time this happened in the middle of the night, what you witnessed. I mean, the video's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com right now and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, people think this is insane. This is how you overthrow a country. If you've got the West challenging slavery, challenging monopolies, challenging feudalism, challenging serfdom, delivering incredible 95% of the inventions, a giant middle class for the first time in history, Christian societies, open societies, bringing in all sorts of people, fusing them together in a great, true, diverse melting pot of judging people on the character of their deeds, not the color of their skin, how do you invert that? Well, you see what they've done, what Black Lives Matter and all these Soros-funded groups do, and the liberation theology is purposeful to hobble the mind, to handicap the mind, and to turn us into the most divided nation the planet has ever seen, with the elite manipulating and controlling it.
So you just read some tripe from The Atlantic that says the implicit bias of the solar system. That's so insane, I can't even believe I have to address it. So what happens is last night, I catch similar tripe being published about how the University of Texas is going to remove the Robert E. Lee statue from in front of Benedict Hall, a very popular.
It just suddenly gets announced hours before.
And so I get down there probably around 12:30, 12:45 last night, and they're already removing it. There's a police line. You can't even come within 100 yards of these things. And there's a group of some protesters out there. There's a bunch of media out there. And I'll get to that in a second, but here's the unbelievable statement, really, that I think people should be concerned about. University of Texas President Greg Fenves says that they're removing the statue because, I quote, they are symbols of modern white supremacy and neo-Nazism. Okay, this is so historically inaccurate that you would think it's coming from a member of Antifa. No, this is coming from the president of the University of Texas.
Robert E. Lee was the head of the Northern Army. He was the head of West Point. The Civil War had nothing to do with slavery until the very end, and that's why they now want Lincoln taken down, because he wrote in letters, if I could end this war and not free one slave, I'd do it. Christians, before the country was founded, were trying to get slavery banned. They'd gotten it banned by in England and Europe before that, by about 1800 or so. And then they had laws out trying to stop it. So that was a backdrop, but they just create this whole mental illness. It has nothing to do with it. And then they say Robert E. Lee is a neo-Nazi. And now they're saying American flags have got to be taken down too, though.
Well, where is it going to stop? We got people to sign a petition to remove George Washington from the dollar bill. So they don't know where they'll go forever. These people, they're LARPing. They have no accomplishment in their life. They see a statue come down and they think this is them.
Well, it's a manifestation of how they're trying to cause a civil war around this.
Well, yeah.
They failed all summer with a summer of rage funded by Soros. Billions of dollars have been spent by these corporate groups, Apple, Google, all of them, come together and they all put in tens of millions of dollars a month to literally create absolute breakdown of society and hysteria. But you went out there. Describe to folks what you witnessed, what you saw. Because the University of Texas, alma mater of my parents and a lot of family, my granddad played football there with the first Dallas Cowboys coach, Tom Landry, the whole nine yards. So I like the University of Texas, but it's a front. Okay, it created the big conglomerates that bought up the radio stations that then helped censor things. It's got offshore banks, hundreds of billions of dollars, billions in gold. It's nothing but a football team. Most of the degrees are worthless. Everything's overpriced. And they just got a rearguard action while they're stealing billions. They're like, look, we took a statue down. Here, let's put communists on the review board. I mean, that's all this is. That's all Bill Gates. That's all Bezos. It's all any of them are doing is just getting us fighting with each other.
So I get down there, like I said, around 12:30, 12:45, early this morning, late last night, however you want to say it. And I'm just filming. I'm approaching the thing. There's probably about 20 to 15 members of the media there. Nobody else is really reporting. Most people are just shooting film, getting B-roll. I kind of walk past the line of media. I walk past the group of protesters, and I try to get close to the statue just to film it. And there's a little police blockade there, probably about 10 yards from the actual statue. And then there's about 100 to 150 yards of space in between that and the rest of the people. They won't even let you go on these stairs. These statues are so racist, you have to have a safe space of at least 100 yards so you can't even see them. So then I'm just standing there, much like you were doing in Seattle. I'm just standing there filing a report. I've got the news story in front of me. I'm breaking it down. I'm reading the headline. I'm reading from the story. And some people start to chime in, and then the usual tactics happen. A guy behind me says "F you" and starts flicking me off. They start calling me racist, the typical stuff. So I engage in a dialogue with these people. We have a conversation, and it's the same thing. All they can say is "F you," "F this," "F that," "racist America."
They've got their faces covered up.
Yeah, and this woman has her face covered up. She's running around literally charging at people. She comes charging at me. She comes charging after this other guy who's just standing there filming. It's honestly, Alex.
And they keep asking, why are you here? Get out of here. It's always this territorialism. Hey, we run things, and we're going to get your paycheck, and your kids belong to us. And then the woman starts screaming, I hate America, and they start chanting, death to America. I mean, but then they all want to get here as soon as possible, and then the elites are financing it. This is truly sick. The article's up on Infowars.com. Alt-left chants, death to America. In Austin, Texas, BLM activists debate the takedown of Confederate monuments and declare their hate for America. This is happening in live time. Let's play an excerpt of it.
Austin, dozens of times. Okay, so again, whatever about the statue. You want to take it down. You want to erase the history. I'm not going to civil war over a statue, okay? But they're not even having an intellectual debate. And these are the types of people that are deciding this future. These are the type of people that are deciding the fate of the University of Texas here in Austin. And it's very sad. And I'm very annoyed. This is what happens. And now she comes back. I'm not even bothering you. I'm just trying to mind my own business.
This is what happens at the University of Texas. There's a literal Nazi.
I'm just filing a report, man.
Literal Nazis.
Please calm down.
This is a fascist.
Who's a fascist?
Well, she's talking about Soros.
Won't even show her face.
Who's a fascist? Why do you keep talking about this guy? Why don't you talk about the statue that you're protesting?
Pictures and pictures.
Okay, this guy's not attacking me. I don't know what. So what's your point?
It doesn't matter that he's not attacking you. Because you're a white man. Of course he's not
going to.
Man, what does that even mean?
Because
neo-Nazis don't have a problem with what?
With white men.
Tell me what white privilege is right now.
Sounds kind of racist.
Tell me what it is.
Racist against what? When have white people,
like just when people, white people ever felt?
No white people ever suffered.
You literally didn't understand.
No white people. Do you know what happened to Irish people that came here? Huh?
What are white people
right Irish now? Slavery? Irish people you don't know right anything now? About
Irish
that?
Irish people integrated into
you know what's going on to white people in South Africa right now?
Dude, you. This is America. Like, what? Talk about what's happening right now.
Okay, what's happening right now?
Have a discourse.
You had two.
Okay, so let's skip ahead here in a moment to the Death of America parts. I mean, there's like 30 minutes of this. There's several videos. And notice it's mainly weirdo white people saying, you're an effing white male, get out of here, virtue signaling for some black people that are there.
As usual.
So they're showing just how anti-white they are and how they hate America and all the rest of it. And then they start screaming, death to America, we hate America, it's a horrible nation, when I bet none of these people ever worked a day in their lives. It's all welfare, it's all tuitions paid for, it's all scholarships, and it's all the big, rich, corrupt university giving worthless degrees by design, virtue signaling, giving them power so they continue down this rat hole that's meant in the WikiLeaks to destroy them. They'll be unemployable outside of the weirdo system, so the system's making more handicapped people to basically be part of its cult. I mean, this is so psychopathic, so cold-blooded, and the elites laugh at these people. Let's go ahead and go to the death to America part.
Everyone here is American. Y'all are my men. We should all be able to get along.
I'm not.
Okay, you're not my man. Do you hate America?
Yeah.
You hate America.
Death to America.
Say that again.
Pause again. This is so powerful. Back to sub 10 seconds. You're there saying, you're my man. Like Trump said, let's love each other. Let's come together. You know, America's got problems, but we've been one of the best nations ever. You know, let's love each other. I feel the love in this room. Let's come together right now. I'm not American. I don't like America. You know how to show what they really believe in. They're just bitter, spoiled, rotten nobodies. Let's go back to it.
Everyone here is American. Y'all are my men. We should all be able to get along.
I'm not.
Okay, you're not my man. Do you hate America?
Yeah.
You hate America.
Death to America.
Say that again.
Death to America.
Wow.
American.
Wow.
Nice job. On
death to the greatest country in the history of the world.
It's not the greatest country in the world.
Really? Tell me a country that's had a higher standard of living than the American way of life.
Switzerland, Finland.
Switzerland.
This is a typical. Switzerland won't let anybody in.
And I tell them that.
Hold on. Back it up. Sorry.
Why are they so wealthy?
I don't know. Banking?
You don't know. You seem to know a lot, but you seem not to know anything.
Because they don't let people like you, social justice warriors, in.
Imperialism, like the colonization of African.
Probably white nationalists.
You got to have a job. You got to have money.
Not white nationalists.
Switzerland will let you
know it's like impossible to become a citizen of Switzerland.
Why is
it's
that?
One of the most conservative nation states.
It's hard to become a citizen here.
They hoard guns. Oh, really? You can walk right across the border, actually. Now the new president's changing it.
You're
and the most amazing thing about this, Alex, they don't even know who the statue is that's being removed. I asked them multiple times. None of them even
know. I mean, your headline's powerful, but it's not. This is the most epic fail of chanting death to America. By the way, they hate Trump saying alt-left. We got all using the term alt-left because they hate that.
They hate it.
It really drives them crazy. I want to ask you when we come back, why do they hate it so much? It's all just as epic. I mean, you want to see the scum of the earth, a bunch of dirty leg white guys with weird, creepy women leading a bunch of idiots.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It is the Alex Jones Show, or InfoWars Live, broadcasting worldwide. David Knight did a great inaugural kickoff of the new transmission, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. The Real News with David Knight. A lot of stations are now announcing they're going to be picking up that syndicated transmission. Very, very excited about that. We have a whole bunch of special guests joining us. Raheem Kassan is going to be coming on, editor-in-chief of Breitbart London, author, talking about no-go zones, how Sharia law is becoming to a neighborhood near you, and now in many liberal areas. If you're a conservative, I've talked to people in Seattle. They said, we're leaving. We've been born here, but we're Christians, and our neighbors persecute us, call the police on us, hate us because they know we're Christians. And they're not even the type of Christians that have it on their bumpers or anything. They just have talked to them. They know they're Christians, so they hate them.
Well, yeah, they're not frothing at the mouth liberals. So.
Well, I mean, the liberals have decided. We're just like the governor of New York said 2 years ago, if you're pro-life, you're pro-gun, get out of the state. People said, oh, you're joking. He said, no, get out. I mean, this is hardcore. So he's going to be joining us. That's all coming up. Just briefly here, I'm going to have to end the specials tomorrow. The BuzzFeed special is going to have to end. We'll have some new specials. They just won't be as expansive, obviously. This is the biggest specials that we've ever had. Brain Force, 55% off the amazing nootropic. It is selling out. It should be. It could be a month before more comes in. We will not get more DNA Force till the middle of September at the earliest. That is still 20% off, despite the fact it is selling out. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 66% off. That is selling out. We're going to have to stop that. Knockout is selling out at 50% off the Great Sleep Aid. Myco's EX has sold out. So I told them to hold back some so we never sold out, but we sold out of that. We're not just saying this is selling out. So the Great Antifungal has sold out. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. That's got to end because we are selling out. Secret 12, 55% off, selling out. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off, selling out. $17.76 for a lot of these. InfoWars Select High-Quality Swearable Food, that's ending today. Code word GOBLIN to get 50% off. At checkout, InfoWarsStore.com. No one can top that deal. New Superloop Mouthwash, 11% off. Caveman Chocolate or Strawberry, 30% off. The Amazing Bone Broth Formula with the turmeric, mushroom, chaga, so much more. Alexa Pure Water Filter, 25% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off. That was supposed to end last week. So a bunch of these are going to end tomorrow. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. A bunch of other specials, InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions, tell you about a lot of the other specials. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139er. Or, as I said, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, understand we're in a war. Now, we're going to go to break, come back to Faber, Minnesota, and Schroyer, and play some more clips of this. But we don't feel good seeing how trashy and dumb and crazy the so-called left is. We feel very sad. Because let me tell you something, they are a frothing cult of brown shirts who want violence, who want to come after everybody, and who are totally ill-equipped, totally stupid, totally unarmed, totally mindless. But they're set pieces by the big corporate elites. And they're moving forward with the plan as if Hillary still got elected to get rid of free speech, to bully everyone. Here's the news. We're not getting bullied, and I don't see this working on people, Ellen.
Well, the hate that these people have is real, Alex. I mean, you experienced it in Seattle. I mean, you hear from Millie on the show, the audience out there, when she talks about the threats that are levied against her and the things that she experiences. I mean, these are violent, hateful people.
And we're just mainline. We want lower taxes, bigger middle class, swimming pools, movie stars. I mean, we just want America. We don't want North Korea.
And why do you care if I'm out there filing a report? I'm not bothering you. You even heard it in the clip we played in the last
segment. Because these are entitled scum. These people are dangerous. Hell, Black Lives Matter openly says kill cops, and the media, CNN, says it's great. CNN, we've got more clips of CNN, New York Times, all saying Antifa is good, violence is good. They're bullying their enemies. CNN, folks, is literally your enemy. They say they are. We're going to come back with your incredible report, Owen. Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months.